it wouldn't just be when we left in 2 years' time that the economic hit would come. It would start to come next Friday, this coming Friday. That's when the uncertainty would start, the questions about first thing on Friday morning, you'd have to see what the financial market reaction would be. Yeah, and you had on this program the head of the London Stock Exchange telling you that thousands of jobs, I think he said 100,000 jobs would go in financial services.
Do you agree with that?
Well, that is, I defer to his expertise on this. But I tell you what, I stood alongside the head of an American bank in front of his workforce a couple of weeks ago who said, of the 16,000 people he employs in Britain, 4,000 of you, he said, will have to go. Now those are real lives.
That was bullying his workforce into voting Remain, wasn't it?
That is real lives, so, real people's
jobs. You expect him to issue 4,000 redundancy notices on Friday morning.
Do you know, the problem with the leave argument is every time a business comes out and says, there are real consequences here, we're having to delay investment, you know, we can't hire new people, we might have to lay people off, they say, oh, well, don't believe them. Well, I do choose to believe some of the, you know, businesses that are making real decisions out there in the real world, small businesses that are worried about what their future is going to look like if we tip into recession after voting to leave. I do worry about those things. And today, real people with real money are voting with their feet because car purchases are down, house purchases are down, people are waiting. Now, if we vote to remain, I think there will be a quick snapback. Decisions that have been delayed will then be taken and investment will come in.
So your fear...
But, you know, why are people delaying now buying a home or buying a car if they weren't fearful of the consequences of a vote to leave?
I think that anybody on the leave side of the argument should accept that there will be at least short-term bumps in the economy. I mean, that to me seems as clear as night follows day. But do you not think that there is an argument for the long term that actually it could be a rather good thing for the economy?
Well, look, let me take that argument seriously. First of all, the so-called bumps in the road that you describe, those are like, that's a real person losing their job, unable to provide for their family, out there on the dole looking for work. That's a real family seeing their income cut. That's the value of someone's pension that's fallen. So you can dismiss them as bumps in the road, but they're real things. But, now, hold on, let me then come on to you. See, you would have to be so sure that it was worth inflicting that pain on people. Again, a totally voluntary decision by this country on Thursday. We want these bumps in the road. You'd have to be so sure that the future though would be brighter, but I see no evidence of that. Indeed, quite the reverse. I see a country that would be permanently poorer because we would not be trading as much with our European neighbours as we do today. And I don't think anyone has seriously argued that by being outside the EU, we would do more business with France, more business with Italy, more business with Germany. And if you want to do more business with China, which, as you know, I'm the first to say we should do, you know, Germany does three times as much business as we do with China, and they do it from inside the EU.
Let's return to Friday morning and what could possibly happen. Do you think that there will be people who have redundancy notices issued to them by, for example, the bank that you talked about? It's JP Morgan, I think.
Well, I think that will happen, start to happen very quickly, sadly. I mean, like
Friday morning.
Well, I think on Friday morning, you'll see the first reaction will be in the financial markets because they've placed all these bets that they will move money out of Britain if Britain votes to leave. And as I say, it's all right for the international investors. And this is why I always say, you know, Brexit's okay if you're very rich. But for the rest of the country, you know, who have to live with the consequences of this vote, not just, by the way, on Friday morning, but for decades to come, they haven't got anywhere else to go. We live in this country.
If the financial markets do plummet on Friday, would you have to consider suspending trading on the FTSE?
Well, look, the Bank of England and the Treasury, the Governor Carney and myself, you know, we have, of course, discussed contingency plans, but the sensible thing is to keep those secret and make sure you are well prepared for the whatever happens. But if you set them all out in advance, then you rather undermine the power of those plans.
You are taking contingency
plans. I have a responsibility to the people listening to this program to do what I can to protect them, but I have to tell you that you cannot in the end protect people from the economic shock that leaving the EU would bring about. And again, you don't have to just listen to my judgment. You can listen to the judgment of people who've been on this program in the last couple of hours, like the head of the stock exchange, like the Nobel Prize winning economist today, like all the car manufacturers today, okay. Like, by the way, everyone from the, you know, the Football League to Richard Branson have been speaking today. A whole host of people in a whole range of different businesses, small and large, all telling us the same thing. And I think people will want to think about that before they cast their vote.
Presumably, you have been planning for a Leave vote because the polls are so close, it could happen. How many Treasury civil servants have you got planning for Brexit?
Well, the thing we're planning for is the contingency plans for dealing with the financial stability consequences in the immediate aftermath of a vote to leave. We have not got plans for, you know, what you then do for
really?
Britain. Well, no, because it's
I'm
not...
I'm astonished.
I don't think why you should be astonished.
Well, I'm astonished because the polls are neck and neck, and surely a responsible government would be planning for what would happen.
As the Leave campaigners reveal all too often, they don't have a plan. And
no,
we would have to face the very serious consequences of tearing up our trading deals with all of our neighbours and indeed many other countries
in
the world.
But you haven't planned for that.
No, we haven't, because we're arguing the country should remain.
But why in a general election? The civil service, they plan for all sorts of eventualities for different types of government. Surely the civil service are planning for what would happen if we vote Leave, because otherwise you have a cabinet meeting on Saturday morning, do you, and everyone sort of looks at each other and thinks, well, you've got a plan, because I haven't.
Well, I'm afraid that is the reality that Britain would face.
Seriously.
Well, Britain does not have a plan for Brexit, right? We have an immediate... we would have to deal with the immediate financial stability consequences, but they could be potentially very difficult for the country. And then you're quite right. Britain doesn't have a plan for Brexit. And do you know what? It will take years and years. I would hazard I could come back here on this show in 10 years' time. We'll still be talking about how we re-establish a trade deal with France and Germany and Italy. We've got these things at the moment. Why would you tear them up and throw them away? For what? I see what is being offered that is worth that risk. It doesn't matter what side of the argument you're on this.
I think the British people will expect their government to plan for whatever happens, particularly as around 50%. It may be 51, it may be 53% if there's a leave vote.
You can't plan when you cannot answer the basic questions, and it's up to the Leave campaign to answer. Do you want to be in the single market? Do you want to have a trade deal with France? If you have a trade deal with France, like every other European nation, are you prepared to pay into the European budget? You know, those are the basic questions that the Leave campaign cannot answer.
No.
It's not for me to come up with their plan. They haven't got a plan. And look, I would suggest to people, if you're looking at any kind of election and one side has no plan, then I would steer well clear.
I would not expect you, even if you did have a plan, to come on this programme and reveal it to me, but I would expect you to have some sort of plan, and I think most of the British people would expect that, because what it effectively means, surely, is that you will be among the first people to lose their jobs on Saturday morning if you have no plan. How can
The country has no plan, because Brexit involves tearing up your trading...
You have no plan either.
The country has no plan, because... Let's be clear, it would take years to disengage from the EU, years of economic hardship as a result, years of a small business not knowing where they're going to trade, how to invest, what the rules are going to be about the products and services they provide. Right? That is the reality.
So
I know, you get the Leave campaigners come on here and glibly say, we've got it all worked out. We can't tell you anything about it, but we've got
it all worked out.
Actually,
they haven't said that.
Well, they don't.
I've got Michael Gove coming on tomorrow, and I will put that to him. But, I mean, you know as well as I do that in the Ministry of Defence, they have whole teams of people wargaming all sorts of different scenarios all over the world, just in case something's happened.
But these are basic...
And yet you're telling me in the Treasury that you've got no one doing that.
Because I don't see how UK, you know, the people in the Leave campaign are saying... We will have all the benefits of EU membership without the costs. That does not exist. There's no plan in the world that can deliver that. And as a result, people should reject that uncertainty. Let's wake up on Friday morning in a country that is growing, that is creating jobs, that is providing more economic security for our citizens. Let's not wake up and wonder, as a country, what the hell do we do next?